The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dane Cingolino joins us now, our friend, professor of law at Loyola. How are you, Dane?
I'm doing just fine, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay, sir. How was Christmas for you? Nice?
It was very nice.
I've just
got to pay for it all.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way it works, huh? Let's talk about, speaking of money, I'm a little bit confused about what the Supreme Court did with this accident. This man, you can, as you always do, Dane, give us the facts of the case and all that stuff, because it seems like he was severely injured, and this is not some kind of soft tissue thing where maybe he's hurt, maybe he's not. There were some serious injuries here. The jury awarded money. Then the court said it was too high. Then the court said it was not too high. I'm confused. Tell me.
Yeah, it was quite a strange case from the Louisiana Supreme Court, where it was reviewing a jury award of just over $10 million for a person who was severely injured in an accident. And originally, the court, in a 4-3 decision, reversed the award, saying it was too high. It was legally excessive. Then the plaintiff's lawyers moved for rehearing. The court took it up again and reversed itself and said that the $10 million plus award was not unreasonable from the jury. And then went on to announce a slightly revised standard for reviewing jury awards in Louisiana. And this has always been kind of a controversial topic in Louisiana, about the extent to which an appellate court should step in and overturn a jury's award of damages after a full-blown trial in a civil case. And the court essentially said that that it's going to be more deferential to jurors and to jury verdicts than historically the court has been, over the last several decades. So that's the significance of the opinion, is that this court has announced that it'll be more deferential juries, allowing large jury verdicts to stand more often than historically the court has. And that's something that the organization of plaintiffs' lawyers essentially lobbied the court for in what are known as amicus friend of the court briefs, and the plaintiffs' lawyers at the end of the day prevailed on this one.
I'm a little bit confused about the workings of the court and how they said one thing and then came back and kind of changed their own minds. How did that happen?
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but it's happened a couple of times in the last few months with this Louisiana Supreme Court. Again, it's a 7-justice court. You only need 4 justices to get in a majority opinion, which is fewer than the U.S. Supreme Court, where you need 5. And if a lawyer submits a petition for rehearing, it's called, and can change the mind of one justice, then you can change the result of the decision. And that's what happened in this case.
You know, my favorite movie is The Verdict with Paul Newman. Who knows how close to actual truth any of that is. But when the jury says, are we limited in the amount that we can award? And the judge says only in what your common sense would dictate or something along those lines. What does the law in Louisiana say about awards? And how do you even go about for people? And we're going to talk to Kirk Talbot in the next half hour about insurance reform. But how do you even go about assigning a figure to damages? Dane, I guess there's actual damages, right? Then there's punitive. Then there's other things that you sue for.
Yeah, I mean, there are typically 3 types of damages. There are what are sometimes called special damages or pecuniary damages, which are things like lost wages and medical expenses, which are easier to quantify because you can certainly just look at the medical bills and look at the income that was lost because someone couldn't work. Then there are general damages, which are essentially pain and suffering, loss of consortium, kind of emotional type damages, which are very difficult to quantify. And then finally, there are punitive damages, which are designed to punish and deter. And Louisiana is different from most states because Louisiana is very limited in when it comes to punitive damages. And there are a few cases that exists in Louisiana where juries can actually award those kinds of punitive damages. This case was all about general damages, and the court did acknowledge that it's difficult to put a dollar amount for pain and suffering and emotional type injuries. But the court says you have to look at previous awards in other cases and look very hard at the specific injuries and harm suffered by the plaintiff in the specific case, and then the jury just has to come up with a number that is reasonable in light of all of those factors.
Did I have a conversation with an attorney friend of mine a while back, or am I making this up, about an airplane crash? It's a little bit off topic, but that if you get killed in an airplane crash in Louisiana, the amount that you can be compensated is limited, or am I making that up, Dane?
No. There are federal limitations on what you can recover from airlines for all sorts of losses, including lost luggage and then personal injuries as well. There are international treaties that govern those sorts of things for international flights. So, yeah, when you're talking about airlines, the rules are going to be a little different.
So if somebody else dies in an airplane crash and you think you're going to get $500 million, that's not necessarily the case because that's already determined, right? Or there's an upper limit on it?
There are going to be upper limits for those sorts of awards. But there are not any statutory upper limits for what you could get by way of general damages in a car crash that happens in Louisiana. So that's what this kind of case was. That's what most of the tort cases in Louisiana are car accidents. And you know, cases like this one where somebody recovers $10 million gives rise to this discussion that I imagine that you'll probably have with someone from the legislature about mm-hmm. whether or not there should be statutory limits on these sorts of damages.
But then again, when you look at this specific case, this was not this man was seriously injured. We'll pick it up when we come back. The other thing that interested me was the court assigning 20% of the liability to him and using that as a basis, I guess, to reduce the damages. And I thought when it came to damages, somebody was either wrong or right. I didn't know there was proportional liability. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Also about this marketplace killer that's getting a new trial. 622, more with Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, right now.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, look at that foggy traffic on WWL. All right, 6:28, couple of minutes left with Dane Cingolino, professor of law at Loyola and our friend. So, Dane, when it comes to, I want to move on because we only have a couple of minutes left, to the marketplace killer. He's going to get a new trial. This was the guy that shot and convicted of shooting and killing a man during a Facebook marketplace exchange. Jury took him, it only took jury 45 minutes to find him guilty, but now he's getting a new trial. What's going on there?
Well, no, he filed a motion for appeal, and the court, the record was lodged just yesterday in the court of appeal, and briefing schedules are going to be set, oral arguments scheduled, and eventually the appeal will run its course. But at this point he has not gotten a new trial,
okay.
And frankly, given the strength of the evidence and the typical odds most defendants have on appeal, which are quite long, I can't imagine that he is going to get a new trial. I would expect his conviction to be affirmed.
So the headline says appeal granted. That's not accurate, right?
It's kind of a longer, more boring story than that.
The law is never boring, Dane. You know that.
his
the law
first
is
lawyer
fascinating.
Right. His first lawyer missed the appeal, the deadlines for filing the appeal, and the court granted his motion to appeal to allow him to appeal out of time past the deadline. He's going to get his appeal, but that doesn't mean he's going to win it.
When it comes to litigious states, when it comes to awards, is Louisiana, and you're an attorney, you're also a professor of law, where would you rank Louisiana? Are things outrageous when it comes to jury awards? Because when you look at this case, this man was was seriously injured, and his life was changed forever. It wasn't some kind of, I'll get you thousands if somebody scratches your fender or something along those lines. What are your thoughts on the whole system in Louisiana?
Yeah, Louisiana is a fairly plaintiff-friendly jurisdiction. Traditionally, Louisiana is looked at as not a friendly place for insurance companies and defense lawyers to litigate. There are exceptions in medical malpractice, since our limits of recovery are quite low. Mm-hmm. It is a fairly friendly jurisdiction for the medical profession and hospitals. But when it comes to general tort cases, Louisiana is thought of as being very plaintiff friendly. Some jurisdictions have called it a judicial hellhole, at least some of the parishes in Louisiana, because of a very plaintiff friendly verdicts. And as you know, over the years, there have been efforts at tort reform dating back to Mike Foster in the 90s. And that's one of those pendulums that swings back and forth between reforms that restrict damage awards and make it harder for plaintiffs to win lawsuits, and the pendulum swinging back the other direction. So the short answer is yes, Louisiana is fairly plaintiff friendly in most areas except for medical malpractice. Governor Landry has talked about tort reform, but he has a lot of contributors who are plaintiff's lawyers, so he has been fairly plaintiff friendly so far.
Thank you, Dane. I appreciate your time and all of your help throughout the year. Happy New Year to you and your family, and we'll talk to you next year, all right?
You too, Tommy.